Last week we discussed a little bit the topic of Avelas. Last week we discussed a little bit the topic of Avelas by a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara in the third Perek in Ma'ikatan, Perek Eilu Megalchon, says that the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelas all year long. Just like a Yisrael doesn't observe Avelas on Regel, on Yontif, because the Gemara says there's a conflict, there's a Tartid Esasri, Simchas Yontif and observing Avelas can't be together. So the Gemara says it's either one or the other. So what do you do when you have a conflict between two mitzvahs essays? You usually mitachin an essay, mikame essay. You don't know which essay should be odif. Mayu me high essay and high essay. So the Gemara says once in a long while you can figure out which is odif. So the Gemara says Simchas Yontif is an essay derab. The whole Klal Yisrael is mechuyav in that. And Avelas is only an essay diyachid. It's only negeir to the bnei hamishpacha. So the Gemara says whenever you're faced with such a conflict with between Simchas Yontif and Niyug Avelas. So the klal is osi esed derabim, bedochi esed diyochim. The esed derabim of Simchas Yontif takes precedence. So we never observe any avelas on regel. So the Gemara says just like the Yisrael Baregel doesn't observe avelas, the Kohen Gadol all year long is ki Yisrael Baregel dome. He's the same as Yisrael Aman Yontif. In other words, the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe avelas. You mentioned the Rambam says Kohen Gadol does observe avelas like everybody else, and the Achrenim. And Chassidim and others discuss it. What's the mocker? It's Dachmamish against the Gemara. So we discussed a little bit about that. So what is the mocker of the Gemara attack? And the Gemara makes such a statement that Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelus at all. And the Gemara's lashon is, Kohen Gadol kol hashana kulo ki Yisrael baregel dami. Just like Yisrael baregel doesn't observe Avelus, so too, the Kohen Gadol all year long doesn't observe Avelus. What's the hashvor? Why is that the mashal? That he has the status of Yisrael baregel. So the Lachari, the mocker for this idea that the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol never observes Avelus, Lachari, the mocker is from the Pasuk that says that the Kohen is not permitted in general, Parsha Semer, a Kohen is not allowed to be Metame L'Mason, unless it's one of the Zayin Kroiv. Nevesh Leitama B'yamav, Kim L'Sheva HaKoraveilo, V'yavav Vima, to the Zayin Kroiv, any one of the seven relatives, then he is Metame. So the Pasuk says, Lo Yitama. What's Heis Lo Yitama? It says, Lachos HaPsula, Shelo Hoysel Yish, if the Kohen Hedyot, the Kohen Hedyot's sister dies, and she was never married, she's still single, Shalo Yitam. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but the Lo Yitam is a Rishus, the Lo Yitam is a Chayv. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Lo Yitam a Rishus, you're permitted. The Kohen is permitted to be Mitame to one of the Zayin Kroiv. Usually the Kohen is not allowed to be Mitame to Mason, it's one of the Zayin Kroiv is permitted to. And we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, that Lo Yitam is a Chayv, that the Kohen is Mechuyev to be Mitame. The design curve. What is the basis of that din? What is the nature of that din? What's the getter of the halacha that a kohen has a mitzvah to be mitami to the Zayin Kroiv? So the Gemara has a lashon in Perek Eilu Megalchon. The Gemara quotes a brayse, Tana Rabbana, a brayse that says, "Kol homa b'parshas kohenim, whichever relatives are mentioned in the chumash that the kohen is mitami to them, so." Those relatives is a mitzvah to be noyeg avelus. And then the Brisa says, Asifu aleihem, and the later generations, the Tanoim added on additional relatives. Let's say the sister is married. So if the sister is married already, so the Chumash says the Kohen is not metameh, so therefore there would be no din of avelus. Asifu aleihem, later generations they added on, the married sister, there is avelus. You can't add on that the Kohen is metameh. It's the Anisa deraisa, the Chachamim have no power. They can't add on that the kohen is permitted to be metamei to his married sister. But what they can add on is that despite the fact that originally the din used to be only those kohanim that are mentioned in the Chumash, let's say a brother, the kohen is only metamei to a brother if it's a brother from the father's side. What if the kohen has a half-brother from the mother's side? As the half-brother shares the same mother as him, but not the same father. So on the level of the Raisa, that doesn't count as a brother. The kohen is not allowed to be metamei to that half-brother. And since he's not allowed to be metamei, so the din originally used to be that there's no nihu gavelus, because it's not the brother from the father's side. But that's how Sifo lane. In the later generations, they added on such a half-brother. There is avelus in the sister who's married. There is avelus and so on. So the Rambam and the Rif and the Goinim understood in the Gemara. The Mechaber Pasuk was like that. They understood in the Gemara that originally Kol Ha'omer b'Parshas Koyanim, Shehakoyim Metamei Loi Ha'ovom Nesaba Lalov, that was the Din Deraisa. That's a Din Deraisa. Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa. The Gemara always says Avelus Shani Avelus Derabbanan Omeikol, all the Avelus is Derabbanan. That's Shiva Shloishim Yud Beis Chodesh. That's all Derabbanan. But Avelus Yom Rishon, the Shitas HaMechaber, based on the Gaonim, the Rif and the Rambam, is that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa. So where did he get that it's Deraisa? So they got it from the Pasha Pshat and the Braisa. The Braisa sounds like in later generations the Chachamim added on Avelus by a half-brother min ha'ein, or the Chachamim added on Avelus by a married sister. But in the earlier generations, before they had Hosif Alei, before they added on any Chumris from the Rabbanan, the Dinim were on the level of Deraisa. So what was the Din on the level of Deraisa? They call home of the Pashas Koyanim, Shakoyim Betamei, Loi Ha'ovel, Musabalolo. Sounds something more, that was always the Din Deraisa. And the Rambam writes like that where is the mocker in the Chumash that it's a mitzvah sese to observe Avelus Yom Rishon? Where is the mocker? So the Rosh, there are long, long Roshes in Eilam Galchem. In the third parak Ma'ikotim, there are long discussions in the Rosh. So the first Rosh in Eilam Galchem has a long discussion whether Avelus Yom Rishon is there, Isa, there, Abonim. The Rosh is from the later Bali Atesis. Of course, he follows the Shitas Bali Atesis. Shitas Chachmi Ashkenaz, that Avelus is in Gansin the Rabbanim. There's not, even Avelus Yom Rishon is not Deraisa. It's only the Rabbanim. That's how the Ramah Paskins and Shulchan Aruch. There's no Avelus that's Deraisa. Even Avelus Yom Rishon is Rabbanim. What's a Nafkemina? Whether it's Deraisa the Rabbanim? We observe Dinim the Rabbanim anyway. So the whole Nafkemina, Loch HaLamaisa Chaps, in the case, if someone dies on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, let's say the last day Yom Tov, second day Rosh Hashanah, or Simchas Torah, or the eighth day of Pesach, someone dies on the last day Yom Tov, and Min HaTorah it's Mamish Chol, not the second day Pesach, or the second day Sukkot, Min HaTorah it's Chol HaMoed, in the Rabbanan it's Yom Tov B'chutz Loretz, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. No, there they start to know Avelus, for sure. What if someone dies on the last day Yom Tov, that Min HaTorah is Mamish Chol, it's Yisroel Chag, or it's Matzoi Rosh Hashanah, and Min HaRabbanan, we treat it like a Yom Tov. So we say, no, but the Rabbanan, you don't observe any Avelus. But if the Avelus is Deraisa, if the person died on the second day Yontif and they had Kfuris Ameis, once in a while you have a Leviah on the second day Yontif. So if you had the Yom HaMisa v'HaKfura, if the Misa and the Kfura took place on the second day Yontif, so the Mechaber Paskins like the Baal Halochas Gedolos, the Rif and the Rambam and all the Goenim like that, who say that whenever it's an Avelus Yom Rishon Deraisa, that Avelus has to be observed even though it's a second day Yom Tov, because Osi Yesed Deraisa, V'Dochi Yesed Derabbanan. When do you say Osi Yesed Derabim, V'Dochi Yesed Deyochi, that Simchas Yom Tov takes precedence over Avelus, because Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah for Gans Klal Yisrael, and Avelus is only for the members of the family, so the Yesed Derabim is stronger than the Yesed Deyochi. That's if they're both on the same level, they're both Derabbanan, they're both Deraisa. But if the Avelus is Deraisa and the Yom Tov is only Derabbanan, like the last day Sukkot, and the last day Pesach, and the last day Rosh Hashanah, so then the Avelus is Deraisa, Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, and the Yom Tov is only the Rabbanah. So then the Halachas Gedolos and these Shitas, the Mechaber Paskins, also Yesed Deraisa, V'dochi Yesed Derabbanah. And the Ramah disagrees with this Psak for two reasons. One reason is that he says that there's no Avelus Deraisa. We don't hold like that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa. Even if it's the Yom HaMisa V'HaKvura, the Avelus is anyway the Rabbanah. So the Yom Tov is the Rabbanan and the Avelus is the Rabbanan. So they're both on the same level. So we say Vaita that Osi Yesed the Rabbim, V'dochi Yesed the Yoch. That's how the Ramah passes. Then he gives another reason from the Balei HaTosfos, that Tosfos is not so convinced about the whole premise of the Halachas Gedolah. Who says that there's such a rule that when there's a conflict between the Mitzvah Deraisa and the Mitzvah Derabbanan, is it so obvious that the Mitzvah Deraisa always takes precedence? Not necessarily so. Tosfos says it cannot sign. And when you have a conflict between a Deraisa and a Rabbanah, sometimes the Rabbanah will win. It's not necessarily muchach. The Gemara never has such a klal. This is the svar of the halachas gedolos. He thought that osi yesed deraisa v'dochi yesed derabon. Havelos yam rishon is deraisa, and the sheni is only derabonon. So osi yesed deraisa v'dochi yesed derabon. So Tosha says they're not so convinced about that anyway, even about that. But it's that's really irrelevant in this case. The main machloek is here, the mechaber deramon, the end towards the very end of Yerideya. One of the very last simonim in Yerideya is Hakoybres makes of the yontav sheni yishol goli is the last day. The last day Pesach, the last day Sukkot, the second day Shavuos, the second day Rosh Hashanah. And it's Yom HaMisavah HaKvura. So what's the din? Does one observe Avelus Yom Rishon on the last day Yom Tov? So Mechaber says you do observe because Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa. That's how the Svardim follow. And there are more Paschals for the Ashkenazim that even Avelus Yom Rishon is Lav Deraisa. So the Rosh is one of the Balei HaTaisis. So he also holds like the Taisis. That Avelus Yom Rishon is only the Rabbanim. There's no Avelus that's the Raisa. So the Rosh has a long Maimer, a long Arichis. The beginning of Eilu Megalcha in the third parak in Maikotin about this topic. So he says, how can you say that Avelus is only the Rabbonim, but they're Psukim and Chumash? That anoinen is not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni, and Kal V'chaimah that he's not permitted to eat Korbonas, Kachim. So don't you see that Avelus is the Raisa? So the Rosh says, no, he coins the term Avelus Luchud, Vaninus Luchud. They're two different institutions. Avelus is one thing, an oinen that he's not allowed to eat korbanos, that he's not allowed to eat maaseh sheni, that's a different concept. And aninus is a different concept. Aninus is mishum kavod hameis, and avelus mishum kavod hameis. Aninus is a different halacha that it has to eat the maaseh sheni and the kachin, and the state of simcha has nothing to do with kavod hameis. So the Rosh says the two different things. So the Rosh implies that the Rambam, the Rif, the Goinim, the Baal halachas gedolos, the Mechaber, those Rishonim would think, those person hold. The Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa that they got it from Aninus. That's the marker they got it from Aninus. So you look in the Rambam says a bigger marker, not only from Aninus. Aninus, there are Isurim. Anoinen is not permitted to eat Kachim. He's not permitted to eat Maisa Shein. But where do you have that's a Lois Essay. Where do you have a mitzvah essay, though, to observe Avelus? So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Sovel, the Rambam says, the mitzvah essay to observe Avelus, the Raisa, Yom Rishon, Avelus, the Raisa, is the pasuk lo yitama. The Rambam says the mitzvah, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that lo yitama is a chayva, it's not a rishus. So what does it mean lo yitama? It's a mitzvah to be mitami to the neis. What is that all about? So the Rambam says that's one of the nihugi avelus. And the Rambam writes explicitly, kam chamurihi mitzvah avelus, look how chomor, look how important the mitzvah avelus is, shari nitchis meponeho isa tumas kohan. The Torah says, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of avelus, the Kohen is permitted to be mitame l'meis. What mitzvah of Avelus? So the Rambam understands that lo yitama, the being mitame, is a form of the mitzvah of nihug Avelus. And the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the beginning of Hilchos Avel, writes that that's the mitzvah sesei to be noig Avelus, the Raisa. There's a loy sesei of lo yachal to be yoinim imenu, not to eat kachim, or maise shein in the state of aninus, that's aninus. Could be the Rambam also holds Avelus l'chud v'aninus l'chud. The Rosh implies kilu, the Chachmi Svarad hold that the mocker of Avelus and Rishon derises from Aninus. The Chachmi Ashkenaz don't hold like that. They hold that Avelus and Aninus are two different concepts. They're unrelated. It's not necessarily so. You could say that even the Rambam also holds that Avelus and Aninus are separate, because the Rambam says that his mocker, to state that Avelus and Rishon derises from the Pasuk of Lo Yitama, that's the mitzvah. So the Torah says that the Kohanim have the mitzvah of Avelus. And what about non-Kohanim? So the answer is no. The non-Kohanim also have a mitzvah of Avelus, but there's a special form of Avelus that only makes sense by Kohanim. The Rambam says, what is that form? The Rambam holds that the mitzvah lo yitama, that is the mitzvah for the Kohen to be mitama, only makes sense by a Kohen. The Rambam writes, a Kohen who all year long is not allowed to be mitama l'meisim, when it comes one of his zayin kraivim to show that he's metapel in the kvura, that's the whole idea of lo yitama, his saskus in the kvura, to show that he's misasik in the kvura, he's obligated to be metamik to the meis. If the person is a non-koyim, and all year long if he wants that, he's allowed to be metamik to a meis, his being metamik to the zayin krovim doesn't indicate anything. So the Rambam sheet is like that the mitzvah says of lo yitama. The Rebbe is masik on the Rambam. Many Rishonim disagree. The Rebbe holds that the mitzvah of lo yitama, that you're obligated to be metamik to the zayin krovim, applies even to Yisraelim, not restricted only to Kohen. But the Rambam sheet is that the etzei of lo yitama, that the Kohen has to be metam to the neis, only makes sense by a Kohen. It's only a kiyum of Avelus, it's only a form of nihug Avelus by a Kohen, where being metam to the neis means something. Normally it's not permissible, but l'kovet ha-neis, he shows how chomer it is to show kovet to the neis. He's even doicha the kedushas kuna. He has to be mechal kedushas kuna to show kovet to the neis. That's how the Rambam understands the nature of the din. So according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah of lo yitamo is the mocker for the mitzvah of avelus. That's a simple reading in the Braisa and the Gemara. Kol shakoy mitamei loy ha'ovam masabal olov. And before hasif alein, before they added on the additional kriyah. So it says in the Chumash that Kohen Gadol is not mitamei to any mason. So what happened? What happened to the mitzvah of avelus? So the Gemara understood that the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe any avelus. That's the mocker of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kohen Gadol kol hashana the kulik, he saw beregodam, the Kohen Gadol never observes any avelus. How do you know? Because the Chumash says he's not allowed to be mitamei to any mason. The whole mocker of the mitzvah of avelus is from the fact that there's a mitzvah to be mitamei. But the Torah says the Kohen Gadol is not, he has no permission, he has no mitzvah, he has no permission to be mitamei to the zanker. It means that he doesn't observe any avelus at all. He doesn't observe any avelus at all. Lav davka by a chosa, that phrase lo yitama applies to all of the zayin kroyv. There's lav davka lo to a chosa. The pasuk ends off with a chosa, shelo chosa lish lo yitama. But the essay that it's a chayva to be metame goes on and all of the zayin kroyv. It's lav davka a chosa. I don't know why the Torah write it in that form. I don't know. But it applies to all equally. It's the same thing. So l'chor, that was the Gemara's mocker. That was the Gemara's marker. Why did the Gemara use a lashon Kohen Gadol kol hashana kulik Yisrael baregel domi? What kind of a lashon is that? What's the hashvo? What's the dimyon? Kohen Gadol doesn't observe. The Kohen Gadol doesn't observe avelus because he has no mitzvah to be mitami to any of the kriyva, and the marker of the mitzvah of avelus is the mitzvah to be mitami. So the Chumash says the Kohen Gadol doesn't have. Why did the Gemara pin it on the fact that he's the equivalent of the Yisrael baregel? So that's Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. Why is it takas so? Why does the Kohen Gadol not observe avelus? Because why is it that by us we say that Simchas Yontif is a tie to the Sasri with nihug avelus? What's the mechayv of Simchas Yontif? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say the pasuk says many times ismachtem lifnei Hashem alakech. The expression is that simcha is when the person is in the state of lifnei Hashem. When the person is far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's not in a state, he can't be happy. When the closer one is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the more happy the individual will be. So the Yisraelim, the non-Kohanim, those who are not Kohanim G'dolim, when are they in a state of Lifnei Hashem? On Yom Tovim, on Sholosh Regolim, they have a mitzvah to be Oyla Rego. And even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's a Machloikas HaTanayim, whether there's Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that's Doich HaVeilus, or we pass not yet. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, yeah, on Yom Kippur there's a chiyuv to do tshuva. So the chiyuv to do tshuva is, as the pasuk says, no, we rak aven esechem hoyim abdilim veinechem levein elakechem. The averis are like a mechitza hamafsekis. The Rambam writes such a lashon. The Shmoyne Prokem. The averis are like a mechitza hamafsekis between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the bnei Adam. When the person does tshuva, so then he comes in the presence of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So on Yom Kippur there's a special mitzvah lifnei Hashem tetoru to come closer to the Baruch Hu by doing tshuva. So on Yom Kippur also we are in a special state of lifnei Hashem. And in Rosh Hashanah also the Gemara says that since you have a mitzvah to blow shofar, kivin lezikaron ka'asi, ki lefnim dami. You have a chiyuv to blow shofar, so we consider it as if everybody's in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Special state of lifnei Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik thought that was the yisoid achiyuv of simcha on Sholosh Regolim. And on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the chiyuv simcha always stems from the fact that the person has an obligation to be lifnei Hashem. So Kohen Gadol kol hashanah kulo is always obligated to be lifnei Hashem, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that it's the function of the Kohen Gadol to be in the Beis HaMikdash all the time, whenever possible. He has to go to sleep, but all day long, Bizman HaAvodah, all day long, Bizman HaAvodah is supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Since the Kohen Gadol, that's the job, that's the function of the Kohen Gadol. So since he has an obligation to be in the Mikdash all the time, constantly, so does he has a chiyuv simcha. So Kohen Gadol kol hashanah kulo is always lifnei Hashem, like Yisrael baregel is lifnei Hashem. So mehai taima, the Torah says the Kohen Gadol never has a mitzvah of avelus because it's always a part of the sasri with the chiyuv simcha. This knech, this word that Kohen Gadol all year long has an obligation to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why he doesn't have that's why he has a chiyuv simcha all year long, that's why he doesn't observe any avelus. This is relevant in understanding the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, as well as in the Arach HaZaka, both, discusses this pasuk, "Omin HaMikdash LeYetzei V'Loi Yechalam Az Mikdash HaLakov." The pasuk that the Mishnah was discussing here. And Yudchesam and Aleph is the Mishnah, and Yudchesam and Aleph is the discussion in the Gemara. So what does it mean, "Omin HaMikdash LeYetzei"? So the Pasha Pshat is like this. If it would have been a Kohen Hedyo, who's in a state of Aninus, somebody dies, and the relatives are Kohen Hedyo. So the Kohen Hedyo is not allowed to be Makar of Karbonis in the state of Aninus. He's not allowed to be Makar of Karbonis in the state of Aninus. So he can't, if he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to stay there to do Avodah, to continue to do Avodah. He'll pass up the Avodah. The Mishnah says if an Oinen, the beginning of the second paragraph of Zerachim says, if an Oinen, Mechus, Kippurim, Tvol Yom, all those people do Avodah, Zavodas Mechulelus is possible. So if the Kohen Hedyo will do Avodah when he's in the state of Aninus, it'll be possible. Kohen Gadol, Makriv Oinen, Kohen Gadol is permitted to be Makriv Karbonis when he's in the state of Aninus. So that's what the Pasuk says in Menamigdush, lo yetze, it's not necessary, it's not a lo yetze, it's not a lav, it's not necessary for the Kohen Gadol to leave the Beis HaMikdash, he may stay there, and don't worry about being mechal, but lo yechal is mikdush al kof, he will not be mechal da avoida, because Kohen Gadol is makrivainen, and the avoida will not be mechulelos. So that's how the Gemara reads the Pshat in the Pasuk, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in second Perek in Zvachim, lines like that. Menamigdush lo yetze is not a lo yetze in Azhara. It's a statement, it's not necessary for the Kohen Gadol to leave the Beis HaMikdash, because don't worry, lo yechal is mikdash alakov. He will not be mechal de avoida, because Kohen Gadol is makrivayna. Kohen Gadol makrivayna beino echalayna. He's not allowed to eat karbonis in the state of Aninus, but he is permitted to be makriv karbonis in the state of Aninus. That's the Pashup Shem. But in our Gemara, on Daf Yutesim and Aleph, the Gemara seems to understand, min HaMikdash le'yetze has an additional level of interpretation. Doesn't only mean he doesn't have to leave the Beis HaMikdash, unlike a Kohen Hedyo, who has to stop doing the Avodah, because he's going to continue to do Avodah in the state of Aninus. Of the Mechula, Kohen Gadol doesn't have to. In addition to that Pshat, that the Gemara clearly points out in Zvachim and in Sanhedrin, the Gemara Bayas has another Pshat, that they understood Min HaMikdash Liyetze as a lav, he's not allowed, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. What in the world does that mean? He's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, no, what it really means is Mikdushasa Layetze. He's not allowed to be Mechal his Kedushas Kuni. So it's a little strange. What do you mean? Not allowed to be Mechal his Kedushas Kuni. So the Rambam writes, and the Yad HaChazok and the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam writes a whole new story, and the Ramban says, he does know where in the world the Rambam got this from. Ramban says, we mentioned this week, the Ramban says, this Gemara is all Xerah de Rabbanon. The Gemara says, Asi leminga, loy asi leminga, dilmi mikri, asi benoga. The Gemara is all gzeres derabbanon. So he says all of this is all asmachta. The pshat in the pasuk is like it says in the other Gemaras. I mean, amigdush leyetze is not necessary for the Kohen Gadol to leave. He may remain in the Beis HaMikdash and do avoda. But lo yechal is migdush alakav because he's makrivain and he won't be mechal. But the Ramban thinks that that's all there is in the pasuk on the level of the eyes, and everything here is an asmachta. But the Rambam holds not so. He holds that there's an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk that runs as follows up the Rambam. Very strange, and he says the din applies to Kohen Hedyot and to Kohen Gadol, but it applies slightly differently. Let's say the Kohen Hedyot is in the middle of doing an avoda. Chveis is being zorek the dam. Achatus is supposed to do dalet zrikas on the four karnas on his bed. So he does one zrikah. He does one zrika, and then they tell him that his relative just died, and he's in a state of aninus. He's not allowed to continue to do the other zrikas. He has to stop in the middle and give the klisharis with the dam to another kohen. The other kohen should take over. So can he run right away? He says, okay, here's the klisharis. You take over. I'm getting out of here. I have to make arrangements for the levaya. So the Rambam says, no, there's a lab min amikdush lo yetze. He's not allowed to leave until he finishes that avodah. What until he finishes? He's not allowed to finish until the other kohen finishes that avodah. What does he have to do with the other kohen? He's the mashgiach. Why does he have to stay? The other kohen gave over the kishah. I'm not allowed to do the avodah. So you take over, goodbye. I have to run to arrange for the avodah. No, the Rambam says he's not allowed to leave till the avodah is finished. And by the Kohen Gadol, the Torah is makbid even more than that. The Kohen Gadol has to be in the basis. Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be makbid of any karbonis. The only karbonis you need a Kohen Gadol for are Yom Kippur. Avodah Yom Kippurim, that's all. That you need a Kohen Gadol. The other karbonis, even the chavita Kohen Gadol that are offered every day, not the avodah doesn't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. The avodah can be done by Kohen Hedyot. He pays for it. The chavita Kohen Gadol was karev on his behalf. He funds it. It comes from his bank account. He's the bala korban for kapara purposes because he pays for the korban. That's all. But it does mean that he has to be makabit. The only time you need a Kohen Gadol is for Yom Kippur. Rashi writes in the Megillah and a couple of other places. Rashi writes that the par habu al kol ha-mitzvah, the par habu al kol ha-mitzvah, has to be offered by Kohen Gadol. or Pak Kohen Gadol. That's the way it says in Chumash Vayikra. In Parshas Vayikra, I think it says, the Kohen Gadol does the Hakrove of a part, Helam Dovish al Tzibur, when the Bez Magadol made a mistake in Psach, and the Rebbe at Tzibur violated an Issa Koris. Or it says, by a part Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegik, so it says that the Kohen Gadol is Makrib the Korban. So Rashi reads the Pasuk Kipshuto, that the Avodah has to be done by Kohen Gadol. And Taisvis disagrees with the Rashi. Taisvis in Kiddushin, the first parak, and in a Megillah, Taisvis in a few places says that Rashi is not right, because even though the Pasuk sounds like an Eid Kohen Gadol, there's a Beferish comment in the Torah's Kohanim that it's not to be taken literally, that the only time you need a Kohen Gadol for Avodah is only on Yom Kippur. You never need a Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol, true, the din is the Kohen Gadol may be makriv einan if he wants to be makriv, but usually Kohen Gadol just sits. Can't say sits and twiddles his thumbs. He can't sit. He stands. He can't sit in the azara. Ein yeshiva b'azara lo malchei bez David b'lvad. He's not allowed to sit. Even a Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit. Tosfos in the end of Sota quotes a psikta that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit in the azara, and they say that the Babli doesn't agree. The Babli holds that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit in the azara. So Kohen Gadol stands in the Azara the whole day. What does he do? He supervises the Hakrovas HaKarbonis. That seems to be his responsibility, to supervise the Hakrovas HaKarbonis. So the Rambam writes, the din that applies to a Kohen Hedya, that if he's in the middle of an Aveda and he becomes an Oinen, even though he's not allowed to continue doing, he did one Zrik and he has to do another three Zrikas, and it's a big Mizbech, has to walk to that corner, walk to that corner, Elocha Beregel, he has to walk, and then over here, he has to walk all the way around. But so he's not allowed to continue to do the avodah. He has to give it over to someone else when the kohen becomes an oinen. But he has to stay there till the other kohen finishes the avodah. So the Rambam writes this din applies to kohen gadol as well. He becomes an oinen even if he's not doing any hakrobas hakarbonis at all. The din is a min amigdosh lo yetze. He's not permitted to leave the beis amigdosh. The Rambam understood the pasuk that it's saying in Azhar Aloy says he's not allowed to leave. Not like the other gemara that says it's not necessary for the kohen gadol to leave. If he wants to, he may be makriv in a state of aninus, but he's not mechal avoda. So the Rambam understood that putting together the two gemaras that there are two levels of interpretation on the same pasuk. The gemara says you can have many pesukim like that. You have al pi pshuto shemuk and you have a drashas chacham. And the Rambam says that this din splits between a kohen gadol and a kohen hedya. That by the kohen hedya that only applies min amikdush lo yetze, only applies until he finished doing this particular avoda. By the kohen gadol that applies kol zman avoda all day long. What's taka the vort? What kind of... So the chorvet, that's the pshat. So the Ramban says he doesn't know what the Rambam. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah says he doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about. So the chorvet, this is what he's saying. If I was already zeiche, this kohen was zeiche to do this rikas adam. And he started doing the avodah. So that's his avodah. Then in the middle, they notify him that it just became an avodah. He's not allowed to continue. But because he started the avodah, it's his responsibility to see to it that this avodah is completed. So he's not allowed to run out in the middle of the avodah. He has to give the dam to another kohen to do the zrika, but he has to stay there sort of to supervise taka, to be the mashgiach, to make sure that this avodah is finished. It's a bizoyan to the avodah that's in his charge and his responsibility if he's going to leave in the middle. By the kohen gadol, he basically doesn't have to do any avodahs all day long, but it is his responsibility to supervise all of the hakrovas hakavonos all day long. So if he hears that he became an oinen, if he wants to, he can be makriv. But if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. But still, he's not allowed to leave all day long. It's his responsibility to supervise all the avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like a kohen hedya, it's his responsibility to see to it that avodah that he started is completed. So the kohen gadol's responsibility to see to it that all the avodas are not taken care of. Look, if he has to go to Beis HaKis, he has to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper, we allow him to leave the Beis HaMikdash within reason. But to go, leave the Beis HaMikdash in order to run after the Levaya, so the Rambam says that that's an Issa. He's not allowed to leave Bizman Hu Avoida. What does it mean, Bizman Hu Avoida? Probably Bayom. Probably Bayom. So that difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedya is taka based on that Rambam that we mentioned, the earlier Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, that it's the function of the Kohen Gadol to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. The purpose is to supervise the hakrovas hakarbonos of all day long. There's another Rambam that also fits in with this. Seems to say the same idea. The Rambam writes that some of the big dekuna had shatnas, not all. Some of the big dekuna had shatnas. So when is the kohen? So a kohen is permitted, even though no one is allowed to wear kilayim shatnas in the begodim, but a kohen who has to wear the big dekuna, fashteitzach, it's permissible. He's permitted and obligated to wear the big dekuna with the shatnas in. So the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Kilayim, that the kohen is only, he thinks that the kohen is only permitted to wear sharkens b'shas avoida. As soon as the avoida is over, has to take off the avnate. Because the garkel, the avnate of the big likuna has sharkens, he has to take it off. The heter is only to wear it b'shas avoida. And the Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam, the 2 days in Tesis, machlekes in Tesis, and a few places in Yuma and other places. So it's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi. So the Rabbi, in addition to disagreeing with the Rambam about whether Kohen Hodid is permitted to wear big dekuna with the shat and shaloi b'shas avoda, the Rabbi chapters on the Rambam another thing. He says, why did the Rambam only say that the Kohen Hodid has to take off the avnet right after he finishes the avoda because it has shatness? Why didn't he mention the Kohen Gadol has to take off a lot of his big dekuna? Why does he only mention, why does he only concentrate on the Kohen Hodid? Why not say on the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol has more than an avnet that has shatness in it. So the Mefarshim on the side of the Rambam, the Radvaz points out, there's a long Beis Halevi, and the first Tshuva, and the Shas Tshuva is Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, has an essay on this Rambam. So he says, he sees from the Rambam that he holds that this Chumrah, that you have to take off the big dikuna right after that, but that's only by Kohen Hedya. Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to wear all day long. Why? Because the mitzvah of wearing big dekuna is different by the Kohen Hedya than by the Kohen Gadol. By the Kohen Hedya, there's only the heter to wear kilayim and big dekuna is only when there's a mitzvah to wear big dekuna. When there's no mitzvah to wear big dekuna, then there's no heter to wear the shatan. So when is there a mitzvah to wear big dekuna? So the Rambam apparently holds that there's a chilek, it splits between a Kohen Hedya and a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedya, the mitzvah to wear big dekuna is only when you're interested in doing avodah. When you finish doing the avodah, there's no more mitzvah. So there's no more mitzvah, there's no more heter to wear the shatan. So you got to take off the avnet right away. But the Kohen Gadol never does any avodah. On principle, he doesn't have to do any avodah all year long. Just on Yom Kippur he has to do. So what does he have to wear big dekuna for bichlal? So the answer is no. That's the function of the Kohen Gadol, to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. Can't say to sit in the Beis HaMikdash, to stand in the Azara all day long with his big dekuna. So the mitzvah's levishes big dekuna by Kohen Gadol is not the same as by Kohen Hedya. It's not that the Kohen Gadol should wear big dekuna to enable him to be makriv. He doesn't have to be makriv anything. The Kohen Gadol has to wear big dekuna. That's his job, to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So since that's his mitzvah, to wear big dekuna all day long. So he has the heter to wear kilayim all day long. He's being mekayim the mitzvah all day long of wearing big dekuna. Why is it takas so that the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to wear the big dekuna all day long? The answer is because that's the word that the Rambam says. The function of the Kohen Gadol is basically to supervise HaKrovas HaKrabonis all day long. It's not necessarily to do any avoidas. It happens to be a function. It does the avoidas Yom Kippur. It happens to be that Alpi Mikra. But the real function of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, wearing the big dekuna, supervising HaKrovas, Kol HaKrabonis Kuhu. So that's what the Rambam got out from this Gemara. He understood Min HaMikdash LaYetzei is in Easter not only a statement, it's not necessary for the Kohen Gadol to leave the Beis HaMikdash because he won't be Mechal Avoida. No, it's an Iser. He's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. If he leaves, it's considered like a Kohen Hedya leaving in the middle of the Avoida. He didn't finish supervising all the Korbanos that are his responsibility.
I think the Isha's Kohen Gadol was the Gadol. He's an Inyan of Avoida to himself. Avoida
That's how the Beis Halevi writes. Beis Halevi writes it like that because we paskin only oydal mitzcha meratzeh. The tzitz is only meratzeh on tumas hakorbanos. If the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon and Yuma Davov, whether the tzitz is meratzeh only when the Kohen Gadol wears it or even when he's not wearing it. So the Beis Halevi in the first Shiva writes we paskin only when he's wearing it, and then he says not like the Rabbeinu Tam. There's Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos in Kiddushin. Where the Rabbeinu Tam says, all he has to wear is the tzitz. He doesn't have to wear all the Shmein of Gadol. So the Beis HaLevi says he thinks the Rambam doesn't agree with that, Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam holds you have to wear all the Shmein of Gadol, because it's going to be Mechus of Gadol if he only wears the tzitz and doesn't wear the others. So the Rambam holds that it doesn't make any sense. So he says the reason why the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to wear all the Shmein of Gadol, all the big Kohen Gadol all day long, is in order to be meratzah on all the korban. That's how the Beis HaLevi writes. Rav Soloveitchik used to say over this bar differently. He never said over that part that you needed to be meratzeh. He just said the job of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, to wear even without the tzitz meratzeh. He thought that's a side topic. He thought you don't even have to come on to that. But the Beis HaLevi does present it the way you're saying. Then the Gemara has a discussion on Yud Tes Amin Aleph of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues to say about Nichum Aveilu. If the Kohen Gadol goes to be Merachem Avol by somebody else, or if the Kohen Gadol is in, Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelus, but they still come to be Merachem Avol by him. There's still Nichum Avelus. Even if the Gemara says there's no Nihug Avelus on the part of the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't observe Avelus, but they still come to be Merachem Avol. So the Mishnah speaks about the Nichum Avelus. So then the Gemara discusses a little bit, the Mishnah discusses a little bit. The two kinds of Nichum Avelus, you know, one is right after the Levaya, so you make a shura on the Beis HaKvaros, you have people standing on the sides, and the Avelim walk in the middle. That's called shura. And the Gemara quotes a din over here, Ein shura chusa mi'asora. In the first white line, on the Yud Testament Aleph, that's called the shura, when the people stand on the sides, and the Avelim walk in the middle. Ein shura chusa mi'asora, but you have to have a minion, but ein Avelim in a minion. The Avelim are not part. Let's say you have eight people and two Avelim. You don't say eight and two is ten. The Gemara in Ksubas, Dav Ches, draws a contrast. In order to say Sheva Brochas, you have to have ten people, but the Chasin is Avelim in Aminyan. The Chasin is one of the ten. But by Nicham Avelim, ain't Avelim in Aminyan. You don't include the Avelim as part of the Minyan. You have to have ten people aside from the Oval. What kind of a din is, and if you don't have ten people aside from the Oval, you don't do Shura. You just have Nicham Avelim. The Oval will be sitting Shiva for 7 days. So people come to visit to be Menachem Avol. What are these two dinim of Avelus, Nichem Avelim at home, and Shura, what is that all about? Why do you need Asar? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, B'shem Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that it would appear that in perhaps in all of the mitzvahs should be Adam L'chavera, there are two parts. It should be fulfilled as a Chayvus HaYochid. Yechidim should be Menachem Avol. Let's concentrate first on Nichem Avel. Yechidim who know the Avol and know the Nifta should go be Menachem Avol. Within reason, you have to travel from California to New York to be Menachem Avol. But within reason, people should come. You know, you don't need millions of people. But within reason, people should come to be Menachem Avol. Then, not only is it a Chayvus HaYochid, it's a Chayvus HaTzibur also. The Tzibur should show that they want to be Menachem Avol. So the Tzibur, that's the Aloch, Ein Shura, Pchusa Mi'asora, Vein Avela Min HaMinyan. You have to have a Tzibur of 10 Menachemim. You don't say, well, I have a minion, I have eight and two. Eight Menachemim and two Avelim. Eight and two is ten, I have a minion. It's not a word of having a minion. You want to have a tzibur showing Nichem Avelim. And Rav Soloveitchik said, B'shem Rav Chaim, that maybe it's a din by all Ben Olam HaChaveris. He suggested it by Tzedakah. The din is when people are aniyim, someone needs an operation, and somebody has a whatever. Everybody has a different need. So the Yechidim have an obligation to give tzedakah, but that's not enough. The Rambam writes an expression, Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. He writes some kind of a startling loshem. Be'olam lo shamayinu, he never heard of a Jewish keila that didn't have a kupa shel tzedakah. What do you mean it didn't have? It means it's not sufficient that the meshulah goes from home to home and he collects money, or the oni goes from home to home and he collects money for himself. In addition to the chayvus hayochid to give tzedakah, there's also a chayvus hatzibur to give tzedakah. The tzibur as a tzibur has, how do you do that? You have a kupa shel tzedakah. Federation or whatever, or you collect with the shul, the tzedakah of the shul, whatever. It has to be some organized form of collecting and distributing tzedakah. In addition to the yechidim giving tzedakah, you have to have an organized form to demonstrate that it's being fulfilled by Idei HaTzibur. That's our Rav Chaim Farem for Tosis Kashen. Some Rishonim say over this terrace, Rav Chaim like this that. Tosis has a famous Kashen, Bava Basra and Dav Ches on the days, and Subas, other places. But the Gemara says that if a person is not giving enough tzedakah, in accordance to how much money he's earning, he should really give more. So the Gemara says that the bezin should be kai for the person to give the proper amount of tzedakah. The Gemara says, kafye rafram the rapope. Rafram forced rapope to give more tzedakah. He wasn't giving enough, so he forced him to give more tzedakah based on his income. So Tosis has the famous kasha that in the Chumash it says, if you give tzedakah, you will be gebenched. Ki biglal adav hazeh yivarechecho Hashem alakecho. The Torah promises a reward. And the Gemara says in Kol HaBosa, in Chulin, per Kol HaBosa, whenever you have a mitzvah sesei, that mat b'schar b'tzida, the Chumash promises reward, like kibud al v'yem, the Gemara says there. So then the bezin shal mata is not supposed to be kaifa, because the fact that the Chumash itself promises a reward, that should be enough of an encouragement. If you'll keep the mitzvah, you get the reward. You don't keep the mitzvah, you won't get the reward. So what do we have to? We have to push him to do the mitzvah. The Chumash itself, the promise of the Torah, should be sufficient to encourage the man to fulfill the mitzvah. So Tosis puts two and two together. So yes, Kakasha, since the Torah says you should give tzedakah, keep the kvala, so that's a mitzvah sesi. Tzedakah is a mitzvah sesi. Shemat nischar b'tzido. So why does the Gemara? How can the Gemara say that Bezin has the right to be koy for people to give tzedakah? It should be like a matan schar b'tzido. Bezin should have no right to be koy. That's Tosis Hakasha. So Tosis gives a few answers. Now the Rishonim give terutzim. They give very interesting terutzim. So one of the several terutzim that's given by the Shittim Kubetzis in addition to Taisis, Rav Chaim liked very much. So he said it over in his language. He sharpened the teretz that appears in the Shittim Kubetzis. He said, when do you say a mitzvah says a shemat nutzchor b'tzita, the bezdin is not kaifer, the bezdin is not kaifer you to fulfill your chayvus hayochid. If the whole story of tzedakah would have been that each and every yochid has an obligation to give tzedakah, the bezdin wouldn't be kaifer you, because the Torah promises reward, mat nutzchor, because Allah does a yurech Hashem al kecho. You're not interested in the reward system. So if you don't do the mitzvah, you won't get the reward. So that should be sufficient encouragement. But here, the bezdin's being koifer, the wealthier people, to give more tzedakah in accordance to, in proportion to what their earnings are, is not so much for the purpose of forcing, insisting that the yochid should fulfill his mitzvah. That's the chayvus ha-bezdin. Bezdin has to see to it that the tzibur is yoytze their mitzvah of tzedakah. How does the tzibur yoytze? So the bezdin should represent the tzibur and try to calculate, we need $20,000 for a nitzracha for some purpose, and we're going to tax everybody so much money. Our papa only gave $100. He has to give $350. That's not enough what he gave. So we're kai for him, not so much to force our papa to fulfill his mitzvah, but we want to fulfill our mitzvah. The kai for Allah tzedakah is in order that the bezdin should fulfill the chayvus hatzibur. The tzedakah should be always geteilt as a mitzvah hatzibur. He suggested maybe the vort is in all mitzvah shebin adam ha-chaveira has to be fulfilled both as a chayvus hayochid and as a chayvus hatzibur. So that's the inyan of shuruk. So if you don't have asorah menachmin and the beis hakvaris, so you dispense with the shuruk, so you don't do a shuruk with less than asorah. You just have the oval go home, and the people will be menachem oval and as the chayvus hayochid. So they won't do the chayvus hatzibur. Exactly how do you do the shuruk? So the Gemara says there are two ways. I think you are. No, I don't know. I think the din is that you are mitzvah. I don't remember. Yeah, the Gemara says there are two ways to do. In different generations they did differently. So the Gemara says there were generations that the Avelim stood on either side and the Menachmim walked in the middle. And then another generation, the Fakir, the Menachmim stand on the side and the Avelim walk in the middle. So the Gemara says that more correct is to do not the way we do. The Gemara says more correct is that the Menachmim, the Avelim should stand still and Menachmim should pass by. That's not our practice. That's how the Gemara says.
Why are you staring up?
You see, let me. Why is there what? Yeah, so that they can do later, they're going to do it anyway. The shura is just for a moment. They're going to go be menachem over for a few minutes in the home. So they'll wait till they go to the home and they'll do a more comfortable nicham avek. It's not necessary to do the shura. You see, on the daf, on Yutesim and Aleph, there's a parenthesis in the Gemara. Chazav aholach v'sipa simen. And it says, Omer Ami Barabba, right after the parenthesis, Hechzer Rabbi Yosef Hadova Lyoshna B'tzipori. He restored it back to the original practice. That's the more correct practice. Azvashi, you avelim omdim. The chol ha'am over it. That the Gemara says that the more correct practice is that the Avelim stand still, the Menachemim pass by. So we talk it, don't do that. The Gemara seems to say that that's the more correct practice. I think they could be part of the Shura. The Gemara says you shouldn't have, the Gemara Mstachim says you shouldn't have a man walking between two women, you shouldn't have a woman walking between two men. What do you mean you shouldn't walk in between, let's say there's you shouldn't walk in between two Nochrim. So let's say there's a Nochrim in New York and there's a Nochrim in California and I happen to be going in Wyoming in the middle, so I'm not allowed to walk in between two Nochrim. There are always two Nochrim. Mstachim, there's a Nochrim somewhere over there, a couple of blocks down. There's a Nochrim. So Mstachim means if they have to be close to each other. How close do they have to be? I don't know. So I would assume that if there are two Noshim or two Nochrim like this, and there's enough room for five people to walk in the middle. So Mistama, that's not a violation of Eman seeing the Emoitz. Mistama, I'm guessing, Mistama, what it means is, comes up a lot in New York, Washington Heights. You look in the streets, very crowded with Nochrim. So exactly what does this mean? So I'm always Mishar to myself. Mistama means if there's only room basically for one person to walk in the middle. There's only room for one, so that's a violation of Eman seeing the Emoitz. If you have one Yisrael walking in between two Nochrim, or one Nochri walking in between two Yisraelim, so the Gemara says Shloisha, three should not be in the middle, it should not be in between the other two, Noshim and Nochrim and Klovim, I think the Gemara says. So l'chayre, by Ashura, you don't have the two people, you don't have the two lines standing so close. You have a wide space, and you have enough room for a lot of people to walk through. So I would be Meshayer that the din of not women walking in between two men, l'chayre, does not apply in such a case. There's enough room for many people in the middle. Then the Gemara continues to discuss towards the bottom of Yud Testament Aleph. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah has dinim both of Melech and of Kohen Gadol. Half of the Mishnah is dinim Melech and half of the Mishnah is dinim Kohen Gadol. So it says the Melech, there's a din de Rabbanan HaMelech lo don, below don imosa. The Melech may not serve as a dayan, and you cannot be done. You're not allowed to be done the Melech. So the Gemara is going to say that that's only a gzera de Rabbanan. We'll soon get to the Gemara. When, what was the occasion that they instituted this din de Rabbanan? But it clearly was not the din deraisa. Omer Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef comments on the Mishnah about 9-10 lines from the bottom of the Omer of Yutes and Aleph. Lo shana ve'elo, the Mishnah only is commenting on Malchi Yisrael. Ava Malchi Beis David, what if he's in the Melech and the Malchi Beis David? Then the din in the Mishnah, the Gzera de Rabbanan doesn't apply. Don, vidonim osam. They may be judged, and you may judge. And how can you prove anything from any pasuk in Tanakh? The whole Tanakh was written before. So the Shita Mekubetzes gives this famous teretz in the name of the Tosfei HaRosh that what? When the Chachamim want to make a Gzera de Rabbanan, they don't have authority to make a Gzera Kenega Dova Mufurish Batanach. So since there's a Beferish Pasuk in Yirmiyah that says that Malchei Beis David Dina Laboyka Mishnah, he did, then how could he himself serve as a dayan for others? We have the klal in the pasuk that says, "Is kosher shuba kosher." The pasuk in Priyosa and Svanya, and Rish Lakish commented on the pasuk that what it means is kashet atzmacha v'achakach kashet acherim. You only have a right to serve as a dayan to judge other people if you yourself are subject to the law. But if you are above the law, if you can do all the averis called over us that they can never bring you to court. If the din would be that a melech lo donim oisai after the gzera against the anai, a melech lo donim also we never mishpat the melech. How can you have the melech have the right to be done others? So since the malchut is dabit is other theirish pasuk that they may judge others. So that's a dabba mafurish b'tanach. So the chachamim had no authority to make a gzera against that. So that remains that they're kosher lo din acher. So the melech had to leave it that donim also as well. Yeah. So that's the right. So there's a famous, the Taz also quotes from the Bach like this. The Taz in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah has in a few other places. Taz has in three places like this. So he has the Kasha from the Bach. Why did the Chachamim only prohibit Ki Ashoifa when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? Because of the concern, Shem Yavirenu Dalar Amis, they should have prohibited Ki Ashoifa, period. They should have done away with Ki Ashoifa because of Mashmiya Kol. Every Rosh Hashanah they should ask it falls on Shabbos because of the concern. Shem Yavirenu Dalar Amis, they should have prohibited Tkiya Shoiva, period. They should have done away with Tkiya Shoiva because of Mashmiya Kol. Every Rosh Hashanah they should ask Tkiya Shoiva because it's a musical instrument. It's miyuchet for making noise or for making music. So they should have prohibited all Tkiya Shoiva. So the Taz quotes from the Bach that they can't do. It's the Chaposik and Chumash that you have to blow Shoiva. So the Chachamim have no authority to be Yoiker and Mitzvah, Kenegadavah Mafurish Batara. Now, was. It never says black and white in the Chumash that you blow shofar even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's self understood that you do. Why not? There's no malacha involved. Tkiya shofar is a chachma veinu malacha. He's not doing anything wrong. So why shouldn't you blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? But since it doesn't say explicitly in the Chumash that there the Taz says there they had a right to make a gzera when Rosh Hashanah chalis b'Shabbos. But to aser all tkiya shofar because of mashmiya kol shem yisakim klashir, that they didn't have the right to do. So the Taz repeats this in Yeridei, and he has it in Choshen Mishpah. But again, he writes it in Yeridei, but again, it's Schareb and Macholos Asuris. There's a Mishnah Mishnai Shviyas that says that Jews are not allowed to be in the non-kosher food business. Let's say I have a meat store in the middle of Harlem, and all the customers are Nochrim. I sell non-kosher meat to Nochrim. So what can be wrong? It's not Basa B'chol is Asa B'anor, but the Be'im Etmei or pork, is mutabano, it's only also bachila. So I'll never sell to a Jew. I won't be in violation of Lifnei Evil or Siti Mishnah. I'll never sell to a Jew. I'll only sell to Nochrim, and it's mutabano. So what's the problem? So the Mishnah in Shviyas learns out from a Pasuk that there's an Issa Scherb and Macholas Hasu. And once in a while there's a Heter. The Mishnah has certain coolers when you're allowed to do Scherb and Macholas Hasu. So the Rambam writes, there's a Machlekes, the Rambam Matos. The Rambam writes that Chelev is muta b'schoira. Let's say I want to go to all the butcher shops where they trade with all the kosher butcher shops where they trade with the flesh and they remove the chaylev. I want to buy up all the chaylev and sell it to soap companies. A lot of times on the expensive soaps they include chaylev. So I want to buy up all the chaylev and sell it for more, so I'll be making money. So the Rambam says you're perfectly permitted to do that, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam. How does he know? Because the pasuk in Chumash that says you're permitted to do whatever you want with it, you're just not allowed to eat it. So you see that chaylev is mutabanoa. So you can do whatever you want, you can do schayr also. So the Taz points out that there were those who understood from the Rambam that his shita is that the isa schayr, but macholas asuris must be an isa deraisa. Because if the isa schayr, there's a machlekes achrayim, whether this isa, not to do business, not to make money, a macholas asuris, is that an isa deraisa, an isa derabban? So the Taz says there are those who understood from the Rambam that it must be an isa deraisa. Because if it's only an Issa Rabban, how can the Rambam prove from a pasuk in Chumash that it says that by chelev it's muta b'schoira? On the level of the Raisa, pork is also muta b'schoira. Everything is muta b'schoira. The Beis Trefes, everything is muta b'schoira. The whole Issa was only instituted in later generations with the Rabbanan. So how can the Rambam quote any Rai from a pasuk as to indicate that chelev is muta b'schoira? So the Taz thinks that it's not a Rai. He thinks li'olam d'Issa b'schoira b'macholos asuris. Is only any said the Rabbanon. What is the Rambam bringing a mocker? No, because the Chachamim like this shitim kubetzis. What's the Taisvei Harash? The Chachamim have no right to make a gzera the Rabbanon to aser adaba mafurish batayra. So since it says the Feirish over here, yeyasa lechol malacha, You can take the chelem and do whatever you want. You can make whatever business you want. State the ferish, the het the gomer in the pasuk that is muta bischer. So when the chachamim came generations later and instituted the isur derabbanan against schar b'machalos asuris, they had no ability to aser the davar mufurish b'torah over here. This is a big discussion. Achrayim point out there are mufurish and rishonim. Many rishonim say like this taz, like this shittim kubetzis, and many say fakir. There are taisis in both directions. At the end of Cheskes Habatim is one of the relevant makaris, a little taisis, a two-line taisis. The Gemara says in the last daf in Cheskes Habatim, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, people were so depressed, they wanted to make a gzeira, you shouldn't eat flesh, you shouldn't drink wine, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. They wanted to make gzeira, that no one should have any children. The Jewish, what should we have so many children? The Nazis are going to have more Jews to kill. Let's not have any children. Try. Let's not have any children. So Taisa says, and that Gemara, two-line Taisa, says, what it means is, you shouldn't have more than a son and a daughter. You shouldn't have more than the bare minimum. So the Svarim ask on the Taisa, where did they get that pshat? The Gemara seems that they wanted to make Xera, and then they saw that it's Xera Shein Rai Bar Tibi Yichol Lama, but that the people want to have children. What do you mean? They're not going to go along, so they never made Xera. That's how the Gemara says. And if they would have gone along, so they would have made Xera. So that's what the Shlomo Gansfried has a sefer Pnei Shlomo on Bava Basra, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he writes then the Pnei Shlomo, what's Pshat in Taisis? How did they know that Pshat was more than the bare minimum? So he says, this Taisis apparently goes with the day of the Taisvei HaRosh over here, with the famous sheet of the Taz. It says in the Chumash Pruvu. So how can a Chachamim make an Easter that you're never allowed to fulfill a mitzvah Pruvu? No one is allowed to have any children. So no, so that Taisis knew, Avada deken asa dov mafurish bat Torah. They wanted to ask, so you shouldn't have. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk in one Yevamis and Havoli Binta learns that from the pasuk in Koheles that even after having fulfilled the basic mitzvah Piri Ribi, having a son and a daughter, you should have a larger family. Try to have a larger family. Even though you had children when you were younger, you should continue to have more children if you're able to handle all. If you can't handle, isn't it? But if you can handle, if you can handle more children, so you should try to have more. So that's not a davar mufurish b'Torah. That's the Chachamim are interpreting the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't really say it has to do with children. So since that's not a davar mufurish b'Torah, there the Chachamim had a shlit to make exer that you shouldn't have more than the bare minimum. So the Pnei Shlomo claims that thesis is in line with this Tosfei HaRosh over here. But there are mufurish that thesis in another mesichtes that say beferish not. So mufurish and machlekes nirishen. This Gemara sounds like the Tosfei HaRosh. L'shevis Yitzhara just says you have to have children. Some pasukim say L'shevis Yitzhara all you need is one child. Pruvu, you have to have a son and a daughter. And Shevis, some pasukim say sufficient with one child. The Marshal, Taisus has 2 days where the women have a mitzvah of Shevis. Women are not, there's a machlekes hatanim where the Piri V'Rivi applies to women. But what about so we pasukim women are not mechuyev in Pruvu. It doesn't apply to women. But some potatoes in Chagiga and in Gittin have a machlekes, and Boba Basa have a machlekes. What about the mitzvah of Dibir Kabbalah, Lotol Baral, the Shevis Yitzor? Does that apply to women? So the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a girl wants to get married to a boy, and she knows in advance that he can't have any children. You know, in advance, medically, he's unable to have children. So a boy who never had children is not allowed to get married to a girl who's unable to have children, even though he fell in love. You tell him to fall out of love, marry someone else, because you have to fulfill a mitzvah peri rivya. But the shot is the girl doesn't have a mitzvah peri rivya, so she permitted to marry a boy who's physically unable to have children. Is it a wise thing to do? It's a different question, psychologically. But what's the din? What's the din? Is she allowed to marry or not? So the Beis Shmuel says it depends on the 2 days. First daf in Ebenezer, the Beis Shmuel says that it depends on the 2 days in Taisus, where the women are mechuyev in Shevis. So the question begs itself, if the women are mechuyev in Shevis, so what did you gain by paskening that women don't have a mitzvah per rivia? So they don't have that mitzvah, so they have the same mitzvah based on a pasuk in L'tol Baral HaShevis Yitzor, the pasuk in Yeshaya. So the same thing, so what's the difference? So that's where Shlomo Kluger and others say, no, it's chapta nafkamina. Per rivia means you have to have a son and a daughter. And Shevis, a lot of Achrayim think, if you have one child, then Shein Yoytze Givan Shevis. There has to be some difference. The veil is also bischer. That's called nizdamnu. If an animal dies on me, or I shecht an animal and it dies, so if nizdamnu, so then I'm permitted to do schere. But that I should go buy all the nevelas from all the slaughterhouses and I should go resell it to the goyim and make money on it, that's not called nizdamnu. That's taka not allowed. If I happen to have an Avelus, then his damnu is mutter. I don't own the business.
I could either own the corporation, I could be an officer of the corporation, own shares. Is there a separation between the person?
The Pizchei Tshuva, in the beginning of the second Chelek Yeredet, this apparently was a big problem in different generations, they like the Nazis. They didn't allow the Jews to go into this field, that field, that, so they were left with no parnasa. They had no way to make a living. So sometimes the only way to make a living was to keep a shop open on Shabbos. How do you keep a shop open? So that's where they had to develop at the mechira, to sell the business to the nochrim. And sometimes the only panasa they had was to do scherb machos asur. So the achrenim were often hard pressed. They had a kvetchais kulas. So the Pizchei Tshuva in the beginning of the second chelik yeredet discusses this. It quotes one of the achrenim who says that this whole iser, not to do scherb and macholas al suris, is all a gzeira, either a gzeira de rabbanon or a gzeira de reis. It's all a gzeira, shema yochel haymen. He may forget and he may eat. But if I run the business over here in New York, in the place where they package is in Texas, the farms are in Texas, and the velas are packaged in Texas, and I just do the paperwork, I make all the rebach, let's say, it's my business. But I never touch the stuff, I'm not there. And all the people are doing the work are nochrim. So the Pizchei Tshuva quotes some days who hold that that's mutter. But then he says that I think Rova Pasim don't hold like that. That they don't hold from that svara. That since the reason for the Hashash doesn't apply, so maybe the Holy Sin doesn't apply. The Pashto says that there's still an Issa. An Issa is an Issa. Not allowed to do stories. So then the Gemara continues to discuss who made this Gzeira de Rabbanon? When was the Gzeira de Rabbanon introduced that... that the melech loydon v'loydonimos, on the level of the raisa, there is no such thing. So the Gemara says, Malchi Yisrael, my time aloy, about six lines from the bottom of the Yomud, Afyu Tesem and Allah, how come they made a gzera d'rabbana? Mishumaisa shahoyah, because of the incident. The avde the Yanai Malka, Yanai HaMelech Ben HaMishugana, he was a murderer, and all of his shamosim were all murderers. So the Ebed of Yana HaMelech, Kotel Nafshi, he once murdered somebody. Shimon Meshetach was the brother-in-law of Yana HaMelech. Yana's wife was Shlom Tzion HaMalka, sister of Shimon Meshetach. Omlu Shimon Meshetach l'chachamim, so he told the other members of the Sanhedrin, you better bring him to Mishpat and make sure that you give him the Yonash HaRoy. They're going to let the Avodim get away with murder, so they're going to kill everybody. It'll be the whole country will be Hefka. So he told the Bezdin, Tnu Einechem Bo, make sure you catch the murderer, Unedunenu. We should bring him to court, to trial, and give him a punishment. Sholchu Lei, said the Sanhedrin, sent a message to Yanai HaMelech, Avdecho Kotal Nafsha. Your bodyguard, your Ebed, is a murderer, and we want to take care of him. Shadrilahu, so Yanai HaMelech was nice. He got the police, and they arrested the Ebed, and they sent the Ebed. Sholchu Lei, so they sent a message to Yanai HaMelech that that's not sufficient. You have to come also. To Ant Nami Lahacha. You should also please come here to the Bezin, because the Pasuk says, Huat Bivolov Omra Toiru. It says in the Chumash, when the shore kills an Adam, so it says, Huat Bivolov, the Adam have to testify in the presence of the Balasha. Let's say if a shore hefka kills somebody, so there's a machlekes satanaim, whether the shore hefka is chayv misan, a machlekes have been in the Rabban. So we pass like the Chacham, that a shor hefker is chayv nisa. So obviously in that case, there's no din of Yovah Balashor, Yamar Al Shor. There is no Balashor. But whenever there is a Balashor, so then the Torah requires Yovah Balashor, that's what they say. Omra Torah, Yovah Balashor, Yamar Al Shor, you have to come. So he came. So Yana HaMelech came, and he was there. Basa V'yosef, he came and he sat down. It was the Melech, so he sat down. So his brother-in-law, Zaktin, Omer Lashim Ben Shetach, Yanei HaMelech, my dear brother-in-law, we require of you, you have to stand up. How can we require of you? You're the Melech. It's a Chisa Sakovitz. He says, you're not standing out of respect for us. We have to give you Kavod. No. You're standing in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The din requires you have to stand. You have to stand in the presence of the Shekhinah. So don't feel bad that we ask you to stand, because it's not, we're not being Tavei HaKovod. We're asking out of Kavod HaShekhinah. So he said, He didn't know. So Yana Melech says, what do the other rabbis have to say about that? He always had trouble with his brother-in-law. So he says, what do the other rabbis have to say? Do they agree, or just you're starting up with me? Amaloi. So Yana Melech tells his brother-in-law, Loi kishatay marato. No, you don't tell me what to do. What do the other members of the Senate say? What do they say? So they turn to the right, they turn to the left, they were all afraid to open their mouths because he can kill them. They put their heads down, they didn't want to make any comments. They turned to the left, nobody said anything. Shetbach got so angry. The din is the din. They have to have him stand up to be Mekabalieris. You see that everybody's fatracht over here. No one's opening their mouths. Everybody's a philosopher. They're all thinking. They're all fatracht and something else. Yava bala machshavas a year from he came. Let the Rabbanu Shalom come, who knows how to read everybody's minds, and he should punish those who are not doing the right thing. So right away a malach came, and they all died. The Yad Bo Gavriel, the Chavotam Bekarka Umesu, and they all died. So Boosa Shor, they all died, but there were other Talmidei Chachamim around. He wasn't, Shem Meshetach wasn't the only one who survived. So Boosa Shor, whichever Rabbanim were left after this terrible tragedy, said they made Xerah the Rabbanim, Omru, they made Xerah, Hamelach Loidon, Veloidon, Moshe, Lomei, Velominos, because you don't look for trouble. Because the Maisa Shor, so Mishum Pikoch Nefesh. That's the story. Never you wouldn't require. You wouldn't require. Yeah. What kind of halach is that? Rashi asks over here. What kind of a halach is that I require that the Baal Ha'eved has to be present? Eved Knaini. Why should I require the Baal Ha'eved should be present when they testify that his Eved is Chayv Nisa? What does it got to do with Yana? The Eved is an Indian. The Eved is Chayv Mitzvahs Keisha. So Rashi writes on the bottom, Rashi on Amud Aleph, V'yoida Becho, Shabdecho, they will testify against you. What do you mean testify? Shabdecho haragas ha-nevesh, da'abdo ka-chamoro, David K'naini is kishor v'chamoro, v'hefsid mamun hulo. He's going to lose the Eved, they're going to kill the Eved, it's a hefsid mamun, so it's a din in the fashas on the Eved, and it's a din in mamun is on Yanai. It's a din, that's the memela, that's derech agav. Is that direct? If they're going to give the death penalty to my Eved K'naini, I'll be out in Eved K'naini. Eved K'naini is worth a lot of money. Apparently this Eved K'naini was a good bodyguard and knew how to kill all the troublemakers. So this is a very valuable Eved K'naini. So if they're going to make an Einish Miso, they're going to put him in prison, whatever they're going to do, I'm going to be losing a lot of money. So that's called Dini Mamanis. That's what Rashi means. V'hefsid Mamanu lo, l'fichach tzorach laduno b'fonor. It's not a case of Dini Nefoshes l'gabi Yanai. It's Dini Nefoshes l'gabi the Eved. No, the Eved is there. The being Mekabalei is Lifnei Ha'Eved. You need Kabbal to say this Lifnei Baldin of Yanai because of the Hefsid moment. Is Tach Derech Agav? No, it's Tach Derech Agav. What do you mean, Moichel? Yanai should have said, I'm after the Eved, I don't need him, I don't want him anymore. I don't know. He was hoping, Yanai Mestama was hoping that the Eved would be acquitted. So he's going to get, he doesn't want to be Mafkir as Eved, he wants to get him back. He didn't think that they needed him. So he thought that they'll make a mishpat. He thought he's the melech, so Mustamad he'll be off the hook. And then when they said he should come, they didn't want to stand up. Yeah. Usually we say Ein Shaliach LeDvar Aver. Yana is not responsible for the Ritzicha. The Yevet is going to be Chayv Nisa. The Gemara quoted the Pasuk, who had Bevalov. The Baal HaShor is not responsible. His Shor killed someone. So the Baal HaShor is not responsible. Huh? Can't have a Shmira on the Yevet. So the Rashi says, Hefsid Mamun Hulo. Interesting Rashi. Aizdach Groma. So maybe you have to add on. It's a shver, but maybe you have to add on. When the Bezin makes a Gemar Din Lenisa on a Shor Aniskal, so the Gemara says, Nigma Din, it becomes also Bahano. What about when the Bezin makes a Gemar Din on a person, that is Chayv Nisa? So also nigma din asabano. Maybe it's also nigma din asabano. Is a Gemara like that? Huh? A mess is going to be asabano. Yeah, a mess is going to be asabano. So what's an afkamina? What's an afkamina? So there's a tesis in the first parak in Bava Kamma where tesis assumes two chidushim. Chidush number one, a mess. Where do you know that a mace is also banos? Because it says by Miriam, Thomas Sham Miriam Atikova Sham. So the Gemara says, Yilan Alexer Shav Sham Sham Egla Rufo. The Egla Rufo says, Vyorfu Sham is Egla Banachal. So Sham Sham, just like Egla Rufo is also banos, so too, Staka Gemara Sanhedrin later. So too, Miriam is also banos. And how do you know Egla Rufo Gufo? How do you know Egla Rufo is also banos? So the Gemara says, because it says, when you bring an Egla Rufo, the Quranim say, Kapali Amchi Yisrael Asher Pardisa Hashem. Kaporek Sivbo Kikotchen. So just like by Korbanis, here it is on the bottom of Mem Zayin on the base. 5 lines from the bottom. How do you know that a mace is also Bano? So the Gemara says, Gomar, we derive it. Yalfuse, Sham Sham Egla Rufa is also Bano, so to over here. How do you know Egla Rufa Gufa? So the Gemara says, because Kaporek Sivbo Kikotchen. The rest of the Gemara is in Kiddushin. Kaporek Sivbo Kikotchen. So the Shaila is the Pasuk by Miriam. Miriam was Jewish. What about Mesei Akum? A Mesei Akum Asamano? So Tosis assumes the Dovah Pasha Mesei Akum Anad Asabano, only Mesei Yisrael. What about Evikneini? Evikneini is a little bit, he has a Mikzas Kedushas Yisrael, doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. So Tosis says also, Evikneini is Mutabano. Even though Evikneini is the same as Anisha, not the same as Anisha. Evikneini is Chayv in the same mitzvahs as Anisha. But the Isha has a full Kedushas Yisrael with a Ptur from Mitzvah Shazman Grama. But Evikneini only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael with respect to the Mitzvah Shazman Grama is Dina Kakum. He doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael. Asvara to say, let's say Shita Satesis, that an Isha who wants to volunteer to fulfill a Mitzvah Shazman Grama may recite a Bracha. Asvara to say that if an Evikneini would want to volunteer to shake a lulav or to sit in a sukkah, he'll get schar like an Eina Mitzvah Yosef, but he can't zog na bracha shikirishonu b'mitzvaysa b'tzivonu al natilas lulav. The gabi natilas lulav b'yeshiva psukkah, he doesn't even have a Kedushas Yisrael. He can't say kirishonu b'mitzvaysa b'tzivonu. He doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael at all in respect to these mitzvahs. So Tosis writes this double chiddush that Meisei Akum, Meisei Zosvano is only Meisei Yisrael. Because the Mokr Nechumish from Meis Asamano is by Miriam. Samach Reinim Eske Kashem. Maybe I should say that only a Neviyah, a Meis of a Novi is Asamano. Miriam was a Neviyah. Miriam had a Neviyah. Maybe a Hedyot who dies is Mutabano. So the Pashto says, the answer, what do you mean? A Novi has more Kedusha than a Hedyot. There's no Mokr to say like that. But to say that Tuma is only by Meisi, so Tuma is a difference. Tuma, there is a difference. Meisi Yakum is a Machlekes Atanoim. And Rov HaRishon in Paskin, that may say Akama not Metamid Boil. The Metamid B'Magamas and not Metamid Boil. So in Hilchas Tumah there is a difference. The Tosis holds that in Hilchas Yisuri Anua is also a difference. That may say Akum and not Osaba Anua. The Achrenim all bring the right from the Gemara on Amid Beis. You happen to be on this daf, on your test on Amid Beis. The Gemara says that David HaMelech married the two daughters of Shaul HaMelech. David was the son of Shaul HaMelech. So first he married Merav and then he married Michal. And the Tanoim, where he asked the question, how can he marry Shtei Achoyos? How is he allowed to marry two sisters? So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, how can he marry the two sisters? Different suggestions among the Tanan. So the Gemara says, what happened over here? So the Gemara says, part of the story, what happened was, the second wife, Michal was the second wife, who is Mekadesh Michal with Meir Orlos Plishtin. He killed 100 PLO terrorists, and he took part of the body and he gave it to Shaul HaMelech, and he says, Harvi Bitach Michal Mekadesh Shli, the Meir Orlos Plishtin. So that it has to be Shavah Pruto. Mekadesh, instead of giving a ring, is Mekadesh ben Shavah Kesef. And Shavah Kesef is also good, but it has to be Shavah Pruto. So David HaMelech held that this is Shavah Pruto. How is it Shavah Pruto? Who's interested in buying the Orlos Plishtim? So the Gemara says he can feed it to the dogs. David Sava, the Chozer Lekal Bevishun, you can feed it to the dogs, or feed it to the cats. That's around the 10th wide line. The line begins with the words Lekal Bevishunri. The Gemara says, David Sovar, Chazer Lekal Bevishunri. And Shaul Sovar, Lei Chazer Lamidi. Shaul HaMelech thought that it's not a Yishav Pruto. So Shaul HaMelech gave Michal, the second wife of David, gave her over to Palti Ben Laish, gave her over to someone else, thinking that the Kedushim was Michal, and the Pasuk says that he was wrong. That she really was an Eshesi, she was really married to David HaMelech, and she wasn't allowed to be with Palti Ben Laish. So the Achreinim all ask a question over here, what do you mean? He was in the Kaddish with Orlos Plishtim. Ameis is the Chasabano. What is the discussion? Is anybody interested in paying a shalaputa to buy the Arlas Plishtim to feed it to the dogs, or to feed it to the Shunvi the Kalvi, to feed it to the cats? Even if they are interested, but if it's also Banoi, Sire Ano, as Alpidin, Einem Kudeshes, so you see from the Gemara that may say Yakama Mutta Bano. That's what it would appear from the Gemara. Could be, okay. But the Achrenim want to bring this right? Could be, I don't know. So they want to bring the right from the Gemara to the Taisus, that may say Yakama Taka Mutta Bano. And then Taisus goes one step further in Bava Kamma, in the first pair. Taisus says, not only may say Akum, they think I'm Mutabano, even an Evikanainisha Meis, they think it's also Mutabano. The halacha that it's also Mano is only if it was Taka Kedushas Yisrael, a full Yisrael Gomer. But an Evikanainu doesn't have a full status of Yisrael, so maybe also his body is Mutabano. So the Shaila is when the Bezin makes a Gemardin, that someone is Chayiv Nisa, maybe it's the same as a Gemardin on the shore. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma and Daf Mem Dalet Mem Hey, when the Bezin makes a Gemardin, that the Shor Aniskal is Chayiv Skilo, so from the time of the Gemardin on, it becomes Osabano, Boshep Shah, Nigmardino Yosabano. So maybe the same thing applies to a human being. When the Bezin makes a Gemardin, it becomes Osabano. So yes, Klamayin Afkimine, he's going to be dead anyway, Mace is going to be Osabano. So it could happen Afkimine if you hold an Ebekanaini. If you hold an Ebekanaini, a Mace, Ebekanaini is Mutabano, if Nigmardino will be Osabano. Or, could have another nafkamina. There's a Gemara in the last daf in the first parak in Herichin, and daf Zayin on base, when the Gemara talks about Seo HaMeis. Also Taisus in Baba Kamma, there are two girsis in the Gemara there, the end of the first parak in Herichin. You know, in Europe when they started the Minik to make Sheiklin, days of the Chassam Sofer, they started making Sheiklin, so many Gdolim were opposed to the practice that they said that women, married women should cover the hair, but they weren't so happy about the Sheiklin for two reasons. So one of the issues was that they used to take the sheiklin from dead bodies. They didn't have synthetic sheiklin. They used to wait till someone would die, and then they would pay money to the family, and they would shave off all the hair, make a sheiklin from that. So it was a whole deal in whether they would take it from Meisei Yakum. So one deal was that we follow that Taisus or not, that Meisei Yakum Amutu Banor, because in Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Yeridei, in Hilchus, Isa Hanoah Meis, the Mechaba and the Ramo both say that you should be Machma not to get Hanoah from Meisei Yakum. They both say like that. So the Achranim say it's a Chumra mid the Rabbanon. The Ikra Adin Taisus is really right. Vaharai from the Meo Orlas Plishtim, you see it's really Mutabano, that's what they assume. And it's only a Chumra mid the Rabbanon. That's a Shaila Bizmanazeh. When a person goes to medical school, so how does he ever study anatomy? So he works on a dead body. So if you take a dead body and you work on it the whole time in order to learn anatomy, does he's getting Hanoah? You're getting Hanoah from the dead body. So what's the heter? So the Paskim say, the dead body, the cadaver is always a Goyish body. You go, sometimes it's a Yiddish body, but you go Basaroi, Ruba, the Ruba of the bodies, a Goyish body. So the Shad, but the Mechaba and the Ramo both say, Yesh Lahachmer, not to get Hanoah from Meisei Yakum either. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zohar Lubach, and others say that since it's only a Chumra, Mikra, then we say Meisei Yakum really Mutabano, like the Gemara by the Mayor, was Plishtim. So since it's Ashtikal Maka Mitzvah over here, he wants to become a doctor in order to heal people. So Mamaka Mitzvah, they say, you're not Mukhayif to be Mach. You can follow the Ikra Din that it's really Mutabano. So this was a big issue when they started the Sheikhl in the days of the Chassam Sofer. So many Gedolim were opposed. They held that the Mesim are also Bano. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't get a no, even for Mesim Yakum. So others said, oh, forget about the Mesim Yakum, even if Mesim Yakum also Bano. But the Seyor, Taisus says in the first parak in Bava Kamma that the Seyor HaMeis is Mutabano, because the hair keeps on growing in here, even after the hair in the fingernails keep on growing after death also. While the person is alive, it's also dead matter. It's not exactly at this, while the person is alive, the hair in the fingernails are not really chai. And after he dies, it's not really mace. It's not that much of a difference between while he's alive and after he dies. So Taisus has this chiddush that the Seyor HaMeis is Mutabano. This has to do, there are two girsis in the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Erechim, where the Tosis had the girsis that it says so in the Gemara. In the Tshuvas Haraj, when they have a long, the Achrenim have on it. On Dav Zayin and Beis Erechim, the Achrenim pointed out Barichas there. The two girsis in the Tshuvas Haraj. So according to some Rishonim, Seyor HaMeis is also Bano. But even according to Tosis' girsis, Seyor HaMeis is Mutabano, so the Gemara, as we have it, says, but if he's Nigmardino Lemisa, if he's Machal Shabbos, and the Bez made a Gemardino Schai Misa, then the Seyor HaMeis is also Bano. Why? Because the Gemardin creates an Isa Hanoah. The Gemardin creates, aside from the fact that the Meis is also Banoah, the Gemardin on a man who's Chayiv Misa, a man or a person who's Chayiv Misa, the Gemardin will make it Isa Hanoah. What will be added on by having a Gemardin of Ben Kol Kol is going to be dead. So the Gemara, the way we have the Gersa state, so So that chapa nafkemina for the seir. That even a seir ameis is mutabano, but the seir mishanikmadina is also bano. So there is such a gemara, that the gemara says that the gemara din asas bano is not only a din by sharanisko, not only a din by sharanisko, balasha noki, noki minachasa vasabano, lo yocholas visar asabano. It even applies to a human being. Mishanikmadina becomes asabano. So when the Bezdin is going to make a Gmardin Amay Yevet Knaini, let's say, Am Yanai Hanov, they're going to make a Gmardin Amay Yevet Knaini that is Tai Nisa, that's not just going to be a Hefsid moment indirectly. I'm going to be missing my valuable Evet Knaini. No, the Gmardin is going to be a direct Hefsid moment to me. The Gmardin is going to be first and foremost on the Evet that he's Chai Nisa, and secondly, that he's Osabano. Mamela, that's a direct Hefsid to me. When they give a Psak that my Yevet is Osabano, the Gmardin creates an Isa, no, that's directly a Hefsid moment to me. The Mafsid my moment. So for that, you have to have Yovah Baladin, Yovah Balashor, Yamar Al Shor. They're going to paskin on my Shor that it's also about, no, it's going to be a direct Hefsid moment to me. So the Gemara says they require that he should stand up on the Mekabaliyatis. Taisis here has a stark Akasha. Taisis, the first Yan, the two Taisis in Divra Maschal, Yanai Hamela. So the first one asks Akasha. There is a Gemara Shavuos Daf Lamed that if the din is that Eidim who come to testify have to stand up in the presence of the Bezdin. Yom Nishnei Ha'anoshim Hashelahem Harif Lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara Darshins the Pasuk. Yom Nishnei Ha'anoshim Kama, that goes on the Eidim. Vashelahem Harif goes on the Bal Edinim. And Lifnei Hashem Elu HaDayonim. Mikan, from this Pasuk we learn that Dayonim B'Yeshiva. The Eidim and Baladinim Ba'amidim. The Eidim have to stand, the Dayanim have, the Baladinim have to stand, the Eidim have to stand out of respect for the Bezdin and Bezdin sits. So the Gemara says, even though that's a din d'oraisa, I learned that from a pasuk that the Eidim have to stand. But if the Eid is a big Talmid Chacham, then who is the Bezdin? Let's say, less Talmid Chacham. Less Talmid Chacham. So you can't require of the Talmid Chacham that he has to stand in the presence of this Bezdin. So the Gemara says he's allowed to sit down. Fractosis Akasha. If a Talmud Chacham is Meichel and his Kovid is Kvod HaMochel. If the Nasi, this Rosh HaSanhedrin is Meichel and his Kovid is a Machloikes, when he passes Nasi Shemochel al Kvodo, is Kvod HaMochel. That's the Gemara on the top of Amid Beis, on Yutes on the Beis. About 8, 10 lines from the top it says. Nasi Shemochel al Kvodo is a Machloikes, and he say Kvod HaMochel. The Nasi has the Rosh HaSanhedrin. But the Melech Shemochel al Kvodo ain't Kvod HaMochel. The Melech has no right. It does not indicate that the chi of kovod that's due to the melech is even higher than the chi of kovod due to the nasi, which is higher than the chi of kovod due to the talmid chacham. So if the talmid chacham who comes to testify, you tell him he's allowed to sit down, you don't require of him that he should stand up. So if the melech comes, the melech is over here, the baldin. The eidim and the baldin, they both have to stand. The shnei anoshim is the eidim, shelahem arim is the baldinim. They both have an obligation to stand lifnei Hashem elu adayam. So if the din is that the Talmud Chacham is allowed to sit down if he's an aid, so if the Melech is an aid, the Melech is the Baldin, should also be allowed to sit down. Shouldn't it be a Kal Vachomer? The Chi of Kovet to the Melech is even greater than the Chi of Kovet to the Talmud Chacham. That's Taisus Kasha. So the Taisus in Shavuos, they give different answers. Here Taisus develops the answer, one of the answers that they give in Shavuos. The fact that the Talmud Chacham Shemach al Kvoidoi Kvoidoi Machul, that doesn't prove that the Chi of Kovet to the Talmud Chacham is not as strong as the Chi of Kovet to the Melech. No. The word is because Torah Dileihi. Because the Pasuk says in the beginning of Tilim, Ki Misaras Hashem Chevtso, Uvisaroso Yehgeh Yom Avaloyla. When you start to learn Torah, it's Torah Hashem. When you get into it, and the person becomes an embodiment of Torah, so it becomes Torah Soi, it becomes his Torah. So because it's Torah Dileihi, so the Gemara says there, the Gemara Kiddushin says, therefore, the Talmud Chacham is a balabos. He has a right to be Mechel on the Kovet. The Melech is Nishkin balabos to be Mechel on the Kovet. But it's not that that's a proof that the Chi of Kovet to the Melech is greater than the Chi of Kovet to the Talmud Chacham. No, it's not true. The Chi of Kovet to the Talmud Chacham is greater. What does it mean? What's the word? So remember when we learned the Gemara, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's a Sma in Chayshe Mishpod who writes the following. There's a deal in Shulchan Aruch, what's the status of Smicha? Let's say the Eidim come to Bezdin and they won't be standing and they won't be sitting. They'll be leaning on a shtender. Smicha. Is smicha ki yeshiva or is smicha kamid? So it's a discussion. The mocker was a gemara at the beginning of the Sefer compared to the Zvachim. The gemara talks about ein yeshiva ba azora, that the kohen have to stand in the azora. So what if the kohen has to tie shoelace? He also has to stand or he's allowed to lean on something? is smicha ki yeshiva, smicha kamila. When he does kiddush adayim raglayim, the Gemara tells, he has to wash his hands and his feet at the same time. So how does he support himself? What is he suspending himself in midair? So the Gemara says it's a machlokes hatanaim whether smicha is ki yeshiva or smicha is kamila. Is he allowed to be soimich himself on something in the azar? So it's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. How do we pass it? So in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat, there's the following contradiction. In Hilchas Dayanis, it says that Dayanim have to sit. So what if Dayanim are standing, but they're leaning on a stender, smicha, leaning heavily, that if you'll take it away, they'll fall down, a real smicha. So the Shulchan Aruch says, lahakil, that smicha is ki yeshiva. That's okay. Then it says in Hilchas Eidim that the Eidim have to stand. What if the Eidim are leaning? So it says, smicha is ki kamila. Smicha is kamila. So the Achronim ask, disma, and they all ask, it's the hastira gluya. What is it? It's smicha ki yeshiva, smicha kamila. So the Sma says the teretz is the following. It depends. There's a relationship over here. So the Sma says if the dayanim are sitting mamish, then we would allow the eidim to do smicha. If the dayanim are doing smicha, then the eidim have to be b'amida. So what is it? So what's the gezocht over here? It's smicha ki yeshiva, smicha kamida. What is it? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that he's saying the following. It doesn't matter what the smicha ki yeshiva, smicha kamida. The word is, out of covet for the Bezdin, the Eidim and the Baladinim have to appear in front of the Bezdin in a more becovetic position than the Bezdin. So if the Bezdin is so relaxed that they're sitting mamish, then it must pick, it's sufficient if the Eidim and the Baladinim will be standing b'smicha. But if the Bezdin themselves are not really sitting, they're b'smicha, so then we'll be required that the Baladinim and the Eidim should be b'amida mamish. So he thought, Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what the Sma is driving at, that the Vort is Yom Lishnei Andash Mashallah Hemer Lifnei Hashem. The Vort is not a din of Amida versus Yeshiva. It's not a Vort. It's a din of Kvod HaBezdin. It's a din out of Kvod HaBezdin, Kavod HaTorah, Kavod HaBezdin. They have to be in a more uncomfortable position than the Bezdin is. So he thought that maybe that's the din in the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed. The Gemara says, the Loshon HaGemara is, if Talmid Chacham comes to testify in the court case, and it's not l'fi chvoda, he should stand in front of the Bezdin. The Bezdin are not greater Talmidei Chachamim. They're lesser Talmidei Chachamim than he is. So then the Gemara says, we would permit the Talmid Chacham to testify the yeshiva. Why? Because, essay the kovet ha-teira odif. That's the Loshon HaGemara. What do you mean? You have a conflict between one essay and the other essay. You have on the one hand and on the other hand. On the one hand, you have an essay of Yom Dushnei HaNosh, and the Eidim have to stand. On the other hand, there's an essay of kovet ha-teira. So they say, essay the kovet ha-teira odif. This essay takes precedence over the other essay. That's what it means. Pashup Shat, that's what it means. Rav Soloveitchik thought, in light of that sma, maybe you can interpret the Gemara differently. The whole mitzvah, the whole din of standing in front of the Bezdin is out of Kavod HaTorah. So if the aid who's coming to testify is a bigger Talmid Chacham than the members of the Bezdin, so what does Kavod HaTorah dictate? That he should stand? No, forget it, he should sit. That's what the Gemara means. Not that you have one essay, essay A and essay B, and there's a conflict, and this essay is, we're madif that essay over that essay. No, it means the whole mitzvah of Yom Dushnei HaNoshim is an essay of Kavod HaTorah. So here, Kavod HaTorah dictates that the Talmid Chacham should stand. But it's not a word, whenever there's a mitzvah is covered, this mitzvah can be doich in the mitzvah of standing. So if you have a melech, there is a mitzvah of Kavod HaMelech. Lo Mashayim Zogim, the mitzvah of Kavod HaMelech is even greater than the mitzvah of Talmid Chacham. It's still not going to help. There's no halacha that some outside extraneous mitzvah is going to be doich on the mitzvah of Amida b'fnei Bezdin. The word is when the Talmid Chacham is the aid, so Kavod HaTorah dictates, the whole din of standing in front of the Bezdin is Kavod HaTorah. So here Kavod HaTorah dictates the aid should stand. But if it's Kavod HaMelech, it's Azaitige mitzvah. So you don't find that one mitzvah is doich on another mitzvah. Not exact. It doesn't sound that that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos sounds like they're saying a different answer. Tosfos sounds like they're saying that Kavod Talmid Chachamim is greater than Kavod HaMelech. The fact that the Melech can be Moichel is a different reason why. Taisa doesn't really sound like this, saying like that. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested a Mahalech based on the Sma. Shimon ben Shetach presented it to Yana HaMelech as if it's really not at all loyal if they boss of Adam. You're not really standing in our presence. You're standing out of respect for the Rabbanu Shalom. Yeah, the question is that was he just double talking? Did he really mean that, or not? That's the shaila. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Sma was saying this, that it's really not out of covet to Hashem, it's really out of covet to the Bezdin, out of covet atar, not like Shimon ben Shetach. He thought that Shimon ben Shetach was just giving a teretz to his brother-in-law. Okay. we're gonna be leaving off mamish in the middle. We're in the middle of a gemara. Maybe we'll continue building that the next year, this season. There's an interesting pasuk in this week said that the pesukim say that Moshe Rabbeinu sent the meraglim Eretz Yisrael, and 10 of the meraglim gave a bad report, and 2 of them, Yeshua and Kalev, gave a very decent report. But the Bnei Shalom only praises Kalev. Abdi Kalev, Ekim Hoyse Ruach, Acheres Goy, only Abdi Kalev. Now what about Yeshua ben Nun? So it says, Yeshua the Kalev, Choyu min Anoshim HaTorim Misoris. All the other meraglim died with the Misa Mishuna. Yeshua the Kalev did not die. But when the Bnei Shalom is making the Pesach, so he only singles out Abdi Kalev, was Taka the Pesach. So the Mefarshim discussed it, what's the pshat. So the Netziv has a fascinating suggestion. But the Rechaim on Chumash has also a very interesting suggestion. When we start the parasha that lists off the names of the Meraglim, so it says, Hoshea bin Nun, Vayikra Moshe l'Hoshea bin Nun Yehoshua. He made a Shini Hashem. What did he change his name? The Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Ko Yoshiyach HaMiyatzus Meraglim. This is a fascinating comment, a famous comment of the Targum Yerushalmi, that it says, Kadchoma Amisanusid Yeshua. When he saw how humble Yeshua was, then he changed his name and he gave him the brach. What has got to do with Anivis? He was afraid he's going to be an honor if he'll just go along with the others. So he changed his name and gave him a brach. He should not be an honor. Sometimes Anivis is a chisorin. Don't go along, be independent and give your own psah. So the Archaim HaKadosh writes like this, Yeshua ben Nun was taken care of. You got that bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu, so you had mamish no yetzahara to say wrong. So the Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to call him Avdi Yoshua. He didn't have a bechira chofshes. With the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was taken care of. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give a bracha to Kalev. So Kalev, Ekev Hoys the Ruach Acheres boy, he really had a yetzahara to go along with the Meraglim. Pashab Shad Ekev Hoys the Ruach Acheres, he had a different approach from the other Meraglim. So the Rechaim HaKadosh teaches, no, he had a big Yetzirah because he didn't have a bracha for Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua didn't have any Yetzirah, finished. He was taken care of by Moshe Rabbeinu, but Yeshua, but Kalev had a Yetzirah, whatever the Yetzirah was, the Mefarshim talk about it. So he had the Zelbi Yetzirah as the other Meraglim, but he was successful in overcoming his Yetzirah. So that's what the Torah calls him, Abdi Kalev. Yeshua can't be labeled as Abdi because he didn't overcome his Yetzirah. So they tell over a fascinating story. And on one occasion, Rabbi Kivega had over the Nisivis and his son-in-law, the Hassam Seifer. So they were sitting and talking together. So he's Mechabed the Nisivis to say the great Torah. So he's at a whole Shtigal Torah. After he finished saying the Shtigal Torah, so Rabbi Kivega asked the Hassam Seifer, what do you have to say about it? So he ripped apart the whole Shtigal Torah. He doesn't understand the Kashi, he doesn't understand the Torah. It's a taka different Derek and learning, very different. So he ripped apart the whole. Then Rabbi Kivega, there was a bacher from the yeshiva who stayed. He was the highest bacher of Rabbi Kivega. So he asked the bacher, what do you say? So he ripped apart what the Chassam Sofer said. He says, I don't understand what the Chassam Sofer is saying. It doesn't make any sense. Ripped it apart. So, very strange phenomenon. So then Rabbi Kivega turned to the Chassam Sofer and says, what do you say? What do you defend? So he said, that's not fair. Rabbi Kivega, if you would tell a stone to shlug up my shtikul Torah, the stone would shlug up. That's not fair. You told the Talmud, what do you say? So you gave him the kirk to say. So that's what that's kemat what the sapella did this story. We have it in the Svarim, they quote this story. So that's how the Rechaim HaKadosh interprets over here. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu gezogt, ko yoshiach miyatzus meraglim. He was finished. He had no yetzahar. So later on, he doesn't deserve such a big reward to be labeled as Abdi Yehoshua. He didn't have any struggle with any yetzahar. He didn't have to overcome any yetzahar. But Kalev never got such a bracha. So Kalev Taka had a Yetzirah, had all the comments. He's called Abdi Kalev. You too.
Thank you. Because he was married to Miriam. He saw what the Zerah was talking about. That's what I thought. But Miriam was talking
about. Also. And I'm not like Obama.